Software complexity is the invisible enemy that gradually cripples projects. It's not about size, but cognitive burden. When making a simple change triggers cascading effects throughout your code base, you're in complexity's grip. This manifests through three key symptoms: change amplification, simple modifications requiring changes everywhere; cognitive load, mental effort to understand the system; and unknown unknowns, not even knowing which parts need modification. The primary culprits: dependencies that prevent understanding code in isolation, and obscurity that hides important information. What makes complexity particularly insidious is its incremental nature. No single decision destroys architecture, rather, thousands of small compromises accumulate over time. A developer thinks, "This little hack won't hurt," but when hundreds make similar decisions, the result becomes a code base increasingly resistant to change. This gradual accumulation makes complexity difficult to combat, since fixing isolated issues barely impacts an already overwhelmed system. The solution requires a zero-tolerance philosophy toward even small complexities before they compound into larger problems. Tactical tornadoes produce code quickly but create maintenance nightmares. While tactical programming focuses on immediate feature delivery, it accumulates technical debt that eventually paralyzes development. Strategic programming takes an investment approach, spending extra time on design and complexity reduction. Since code structure directly impacts long-term productivity, Austerhout recommends dedicating 10-20% of time to strategic improvements. This upfront investment yields ongoing returns through improved maintainability. This approach proves vital even for startups under intense shipping pressure. Clean architecture attracts talented engineers, while messy code repels them. Like compound interest, small investments in code quality generate continuous returns throughout a project's lifecycle. Deep modules present simple interfaces that hide complex implementations. They allow developers to work with powerful abstractions without understanding all the underlying details. Unix File I/O exemplifies this. Just a few system calls, open, read, write, close, enable sophisticated operations without requiring knowledge of disk controllers or file systems. In contrast, shallow modules have interfaces nearly as complex as their implementations, providing little abstraction benefit. The common practice of creating numerous tiny classes, classitis, often results in shallow modules. The Java I/O library demonstrates this problem, requiring multiple objects for simple file operations. A module's depth can be measured by comparing its functionality to interface complexity. Deep modules offer the best ratio, doing much while exposing little. While interfaces must provide necessary functionality, they should make common operations simple and hide unnecessary details. When designing, ask, "How much functionality do I get for the complexity I'm exposing?" Information hiding is about encapsulating implementation details within a module, making them invisible to the outside world. When done well, it creates a clean separation between interface and implementation, allowing independent evolution. Information hiding extends beyond private variables. It requires careful decisions about what information belongs in a module's interface versus its implementation. The goal is minimizing dependencies by containing information within modules. Information leakage occurs when implementation details escape these boundaries, creating brittle dependencies. Temporal decomposition, organizing code by operation sequence rather than information needs, often causes leakage. For example, splitting HTTP request reading and parsing into separate classes forces both to understand request formats, creating unnecessary dependencies. General-purpose modules typically offer more value than specialized ones. They present cleaner interfaces while providing broader functionality. Consider a text editor. Instead of specific methods like insert character and backspace, general operations like insert and delete, working with text ranges, create a simpler, more reusable interface. The key is balance. Modules should capture essential functionality without becoming overly abstract. When designing interfaces, consider whether the functionality could serve multiple contexts and if specialized methods could combine into more general operations. Classes that merely forward method calls to another class indicate poorly differentiated layers in your system. Each layer should represent a unique abstraction level to justify its existence. Pass-through methods, which simply relay calls to similarly named methods in other classes, often emerge when adjacent layers share similar abstractions. This adds unnecessary complexity and suggests either unclear responsibilities or that classes should be combined. Not all method duplication is problematic. Interface duplication is acceptable when methods provide significant additional functionality rather than just forwarding calls. For example, dispatchers may use similar signatures while adding valuable routing services. The decorator pattern requires careful consideration. While useful for extending functionality while preserving interfaces, decorators often create shallow classes with excessive boilerplate. Consider integrating functionality directly into existing classes or combining decorators into more substantial modules. A class's interface should differ meaningfully from its implementation. For example, a text class might expose character-oriented methods while using line-based implementation internally. This creates depth by simplifying client code while encapsulating complexity. When designing, ensure each layer provides genuine abstraction rather than just passing calls through. When designing software, complexity should reside in your system's lower levels. This principle recognizes that abstraction hides complexity rather than eliminating it. By making modules handle more complexity internally, you create simpler interfaces for users. While module developers might be tempted to push complexity to users, this undermines abstraction's purpose. A module's value comes from how much complexity it hides from the rest of the system. Consider a text editor class. A line-oriented implementation might be simpler internally, but burdens higher-level code with line management. A character-oriented interface, handling line management internally, makes the class more complex, but simplifies its usage, reducing overall system complexity. Similarly, exposing numerous configuration options forces users to make complex decisions they're ill-equipped to handle. Better modules configure themselves automatically when possible, pulling complexity downward. This principle has limits. Modules shouldn't become dumping grounds for unrelated responsibilities. A text class shouldn't handle UI-specific behaviors. Each module should manage complexity only within its core responsibilities. Exception handling is a major source of code complexity, especially in distributed systems. Code volume often doubles as developers try to account for every special case, making programs harder to understand and maintain. Programmers often create unnecessary complexity by treating normal conditions as exceptions. For example, TCL's unset command throws an error if a variable doesn't exist, forcing exception handling for what could be a normal operation. The solution is to redefine operations to handle errors naturally. If unset simply ensured a variable's non-existence, no error handling would be needed. Similarly, file deletion could succeed when the file is already gone, since the goal is achieved either way. This approach simplifies code and makes methods more versatile. Java's string.indexOf demonstrates this by returning -1 for missing substrings instead of throwing an exception, enabling clean handling of all cases. Some errors, like memory allocation failures, can't be defined away. In these rare cases, crashing the application might be simpler than complex recovery attempts. The key is exposing only errors that are truly significant to application behavior while hiding those that can be handled internally.